Hi, this is Michelle Anderson, north of Bangor, and today I'm here with Senator Kevin Ray. Senator Ray is the president of the state Senate. He's also running for the U.S. Senate seat, but we'll get to that in another podcast. Right now I'm going to talk to Senator Ray about the accomplishments and the frustrations of this last session. Hi, Kevin. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm good. It's good to see you.
Nice to see you.
And we're at Emilio's...
Amato's.
Amato's.
Yes.
That explains why I couldn't find it online. Amato's Pizza.
Right.
Okay, great. So, I want to know exactly what I said I want to know. What's been going on?
Well, we've had a very eventful 2 years in the Maine legislature. As you know, the 125th legislature is historic in that it marks the first time in almost half a century, 48 years, that Republicans have held the governorship, the Senate, and the House of Representatives in Maine. So not since I was since I was 1 year old the last time that happened, 1962.
Wow.
Believe it or not.
So we've don't remember that well.
Not that well. Yeah, we've had a terrific legislature these past 2 years. We've done a lot, I think, to really put Maine on a stronger foundation for the future. So that we can be a state that finally embraces prosperity, embraces investment in private sector, and letting business succeed and encouraging jobs, and really, I think, will present more opportunity for Maine people in years to come.
Well, so can you tell me what do you think was the biggest accomplishment of this session?
Well, I think the 125th legislature will go down in history as one that really restored fiscal responsibility and common sense to state government. I think we really finally have begun to get our arms around this state government of ours in terms of spending and priorities and debt reduction. You know, we've been able to reduce debt by $1.7
billion. Billion with a B.
$1.7 billion with a B. Really the first time in years that we've moved in a positive direction in terms of Maine's debt load. And establishing, you know, common sense priorities. For example, we just passed a budget that for the first time begins to rein in the Maine Care program, which has been unsustainable and irresponsible for so long as it's expanded beyond the ability of Maine people to pay for it.
And what kind of stuff did you guys have to do to rein that in?
Well, we did something that previous legislatures have been unwilling to do. We set priorities. And we said, listen, Maine Care is not for able-bodied adults. Maine Care is for the vulnerable citizens among us, disabled folks, elderly folks, children in poor families. And over the years, previous legislatures and previous governors have expanded that system to include too many able-bodied people between the ages of 18 and 60. And so we have begun to pare that back, to remove those people from the Maine Care rolls and focus on the truly vulnerable.
And so that has actually been passed?
Yes, it has. Yeah, it has. It's, you know, we've really, I think, for a single legislature, if you think about it, what we've done is extraordinary. Balance the budget, reduce the Maine Care rolls, try to make it more reasonable. We've passed, you know, welfare reform. We've maintained our commitment to education so that we have an educated population going forward. We've reduced debt, and we've passed regulatory reform, which is something I'd like to see at the federal level too, where we've tried to lift the burden from small business people who struggle to make ends meet, mm-hmm. and for whom state government had become really a roadblock, an impediment. And we've said we want state government to get out of your way, so that you can succeed and create jobs and be prosperous.
Was that your biggest fight?
Well, you know, people thought it would be at the beginning of the legislature, the 125th legislature. A lot of people predicted we would have, you know, partisan fights, partisan breakdowns. But we really worked very hard to listen to everybody, to incorporate points of view from both the Republicans and the Democrats. We ended up passing that landmark regulatory reform 35-0 in the Senate. And 148-3 in the House.
That's impressive.
Yeah, I think it's a good lesson for Washington. It shows what you can do if you'll actually sit down, engage people, listen, and work through your differences.
So what was the biggest disappointment?
Well, biggest disappointment. Obviously, like to move quicker, faster. You know, you'd like to do things and have things turn around on a dime. But I would say that when it comes to that, you think about the fact you've had one direction in state government for at least 40 years. And you can't turn things around entirely in 1-2-year term. And that's why I think it's very important that Republicans hang on to those majorities so that Governor LePage has a Republican majority in the House and Senate in the next 2 years to continue to work on his agenda. For instance, some things that I think are left undone that I'd like to see more done with respect to retirement income. We have made some good strides this year. We've increased the amount of retirement income that's no longer going to be taxed. And that's very important for elderly folks, mm-hmm. and we have a large elderly population. And it's very important in trying to prevent Mainers from leaving Maine. We all know older folks who've been born and raised their families, lived their lives in this state, they're now residents of Florida.
Yep. For a couple of reasons.
Yeah, exactly. Yep. Not just all weather. It's
right.
It's also because they're trying to escape Maine's high taxes. I'd like to see more progress in the future.
This week, I guess, is the recall vote for the Wisconsin governor. Did that cause any problems? Did that make you a little bit more cautious about maybe what could and couldn't be done as far as state workers and state budgets?
Well, I think certainly everybody in Augusta was watching what was happening out in Madison, Wisconsin. And there were predictions, you know, for instance, with respect to the regulatory reform that I talked about.
Mm-hmm.
There were predictions early on. That was LD1. That was my bill, first bill we put in the legislature, because we thought it was such a priority to try to get Maine open for business. And there were predictions that we would see those same kinds of things with, you know, the environmental lobby storming the Capitol, and there would be a partisan gridlock. And it didn't happen. I think, you know, in Maine, we're a breed apart.
Yeah.
We're a little different than the rest of the country. And I really think that people do a better job of listening, communicating, talking.
You're going to run into them at a shopping center.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Exactly. You don't always agree, and you're not always going to be able to, in the final analysis, to be on the same page. Like with the budget, we split. Republicans voted for it, Democrats didn't. But it didn't have that nasty, bitter overtone, you know what I mean, where you're slinging mud at each other. We were respectful about it, and we realized we're going to have to part company because we believe in one thing, they believe in another. But on most things, we were able to come together.
Now, I know that you had a bill in, there were three bills, to overhaul or abolish LURC. And that did not turn out the way a lot of Northern Mainers wanted it to, possibly Southern Mainers, but I don't know many of those.
Yeah.
Can you tell, they ended up, my understanding is, going a totally different way from what you had originally.
Well, sort of. I had actually been supportive and could have voted for and was prepared to vote for to abolish LURC and to turn the responsibilities over to county government, because I happen to believe that the most effective, responsive, efficient government is the government closest to the people.
Right.
And so that starts with your town, county, next thing up, state, and then last, federal. So I was really, in the camp where I don't think that it would have been a horrible thing to abolish LURC and turn those responsibilities over to more local folks. However, it was clear that there weren't the votes to do that. It would fail. We couldn't get it through the legislature. So we worked on, with Representative Gifford and others, worked on a measure that I think actually has moved us very much in the right direction. I know there are some people who don't like it, they're not happy, it's doing everything they wanted. That's the way a lot of things in life. But it really did move us in the right direction, because now LURC is going to be governed by commissioners who actually live in the counties where they have unorganized territory. That's a huge step forward.
Yeah.
And, rather than being all appointed by future governors, they're actually going to be appointed by the county commissioners.
So it's
in
a little
those
bit closer
counties.
In that way.
Exactly. And so I feel very positive about that. We've moved some of the powers away from LURC. We've also moved LURC away from Augusta, out more into the areas where they actually hopefully will now be face to face with the people who live in the unorganized territories.
Right.
So I think it was a good outcome. The governor, who was, you know, on the same page as I was, liked the bill, and
liked,
we got it through.
Liked the bill, oh, the new bill, the bill that passed.
The bill that passed, yep, absolutely. We got it through. We were able to get enough support to pass it, and I think it's certainly a step forward for rural Maine. I've been, throughout my time in Augusta, I've been a fighter for rural Maine. I'm from Washington County. You know, I live in a town of 850 people. Born and brought up there, and so I have a rural perspective. And when it comes to whether it's school funding, top-down policies from Augusta that affect rural towns, I like to empower local. And so I'm pleased, and I think that the LURC bill that we ended up with is a vast improvement over the status quo.
So clearly, you don't subscribe to what they're saying that this is a leaner, meaner.
No, certainly there's no reason to think that it should be meaner. This is going to be, hopefully it will be leaner. I want it to be leaner. But it's certainly no reason to think that it will be worse than what we had before, because you're now going to have in charge of this commission a rural perspective. You know, the Aroostook County commissioners are going to be able to nominate a member from Aroostook County. The Washington County commissioners are going to nominate a member from Washington County. And the same with all of the rural counties. So we don't have to worry about some future, you know, liberal governor from southern Maine packing LURC
right.
with people from Cape Elizabeth.
God forbid. Okay, and I guess just one last question.
Yes.
Your biggest disappointment in this session?
Well, again, I think it goes back to your earlier questions, mostly just that, you know, it's always good to make as much progress as possible. And I think we have made tremendous progress, but we probably, you know, if we had been in a position to do more, I would like to have done even more. But I feel that this legislature will go down in history as having really begun the process of turning this state around. It's all at this point about the election this year and making sure that rural voices continue to be heard and that we have Republican policies carried out and not just be a blip on the radar screen. We need to make sure that we can do this over the long term.
So 20, 30, 40 years from now, when people talk about Kevin Ray, Senate President, what is it that you think you want to be remembered as when they say, Senate President Kevin Ray was what?
Was a driving force in helping to put Maine on the right path that has brought us prosperity, a thriving business community, and a government that we can afford.
Kevin, thank you so much for your time.
Okay.
And I will talk to you very soon about your candidacy.
Sounds good. Thanks.
And you all stay tuned because we will be bringing you more podcasts about the things that interest us north of Bangor.